Hello, this is the Celtic Underground podcast, which this week will feature audio from myself, St Anthony and Brendan Rodgers. Some people might say my life is in a rut, I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the point. Things happening here today. So apologies, I think I've now promised you a special guest a couple of weeks in a row and they keep cancelling on me. Maybe they don't like me. Anyway, one of the special guests has been rearranged for next week and the other one for the week after, and when we've had them on, I'm sure you'll appreciate it was worthwhile the wait. Anyway, the other thing that's been challenging for getting podcasts out, work and life have been getting in the way. And also, I had hoped in the brief window that I had on Thursday to record the podcast, that would be a bit longer than this one as a preview for Sunday, but unfortunately, circumstances got in the way of that as well. So I was out at the Glasgow Harp 30th anniversary dinner on Friday night, and St Anthony was going to be there, so I was hoping that we could get a 20-minute chat with St Anthony that we could add to the Brendan Rodgers interview that we've got. Unfortunately, as you'll hear, St Anthony and I nip out to do record a wee bit, and so do a couple of people who've had a few jars, two in particular who decide to stand 10 feet apart and have a conversation with each other. So that sort of put an end to that part, and then we went outside to try and finish the chat, but it was absolutely Baltic, so that lasted a wee bit. So it's 5 or 6 minutes of audio with St Anthony and Brendan Rodgers interview, which you will hear. I get to ask my first question, you know, free to ask whatever questions I want at a press conference, but I've never really done it. However, I was fed up, as you'll hear, with Brendan, what about the Rangers, that I decided to ask Brendan, what about the Celtic question. Anyway, enough of this. This is me, Harry Brady, with him, St Anthony, followed by him, Brendan. So I'm joined now by St Anthony. How are you doing, St Anthony?
I'm very well, thanks.
So we are actually at a dinner for Glasgow Harps. Andy Cameron's actually doing the comparing and jokes and stuff. So, but I thought I'd get a wee bit in about just to try and do your prediction for the game. So, game on Sunday, Saint. What's your team?
Well, firstly, you haven't said that we're fresh in the Masonic Hall, Brian. But and people might think that's a joke, but it's true. It's Glasgow Harper having their due in a Masonic Hall. The team for Sunday. You obviously De Vries in goals. I think you'll put Ayer at right back and play a back four of which Simunovic and Boyata, possibly if he's fit, will be the centre backs. Tierney at left back, midfield two of Brown and Cham, and then you'll have the three in front of Forrest, and I think Rodgick will get the nod, and Sinclair with Dembele up front.
So one of the things that came out of the press conference that the audio's on here was that Brendan Rodgers was very enthusiastic about Stuart Armstrong. So do you think Armstrong will be in a way that made me think Armstrong might start, but do you think Armstrong will be in the bench?
If Armstrong's close to fitness, then he'll at least be in the bench. And in some ways it wouldn't surprise me if he played him, because his energy and his directness for midfield has been a sad loss in the last 3 or 4, well, the last couple of months.
How are you feeling about this one?
We're really, really looking forward to the game. These are always great games to be involved in. You don't need to magnify the everything around them. You know, the game itself is a wonderful game, and I've been lucky enough to be involved in 8 of them now. So, it's a game that excites us. Real good challenge, and like I say, we focus on performing well.
You've obviously not lost any of those 8 games. This is probably the best run that Rangers have been on since your time here. Does that change the dynamic at all of this one?
I don't think so. I think these types of games, it doesn't really matter if you're playing well or not going into them. You know, the these always bring out a different emotion in players and an emotion from the stands. So like we've seen before, you know, that sometimes the form in these goes out the window. But there's no doubt Rangers are have found a little bit more consistency in their game, get some good players. But, like I've said, you know, there's different pressures for both teams in this. You know, we want to win the game. And then we'll focus very much on our performance. Rangers need to win the game. And that's different. There's a different psychology going into it in relation to that. So for us, like I say, we'll focus on our team, on how we play, and look to go there and do what we've done before, which is play really good football, dominate the game, defend well, and hopefully win.
Does Rangers need to win, put more pressure on them for this game?
Well, I think that they will feel that. I think now, with their run of form, and I think it's been pretty evident that they expect to win. I think that's pretty clear. You know, you hear all the noise yourselves, you're around it. So I think there's an expectancy. And of course, when there's that expectancy, then that brings a different pressure. So like I say, for them, they must win the game. For us, like I say, we want to win it. And we'll do everything we possibly can, like in all the games we've had against Rangers and the other teams, to go and get the victory. But either way, after the game, there's still a lot of football left for all the teams. But we'll really concentrate and go on and take on the challenge and the opportunity to show what a really good side we are. And that's how it's always been for me in these games, and none more so than at Ibrox.
We've all heard of the Rangers players cheering the draw against Celtic in the dressing room last week. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, someone mentioned that. I had no thoughts on it really either way. I was always taught, just be careful what you wish for. That's how I was brought up. But yeah, I think for them, and obviously that they obviously expect, you know, which is good. I think in the games in Ibrox, we've played very, very well. They will look to probably play better than what they did in the last sort of pressure game that they had, which was against Hibs, when Hibs played very well and won the game. So they'll look to play better than that, I'm sure. But for me, I can only control our own group and our own players, and that's something that we'll concentrate on.
Did that reaction put pressure on the Rangers players inadvertently?
I'm not sure. I think it tells you that they expect to win, and their supporters will clearly expect them to win. So I think when you, like I said, we're a group that always like to do our talking on the pitch. So that's something that we'll continue to hopefully do.
Is that something you will mention to the players, or have mentioned to the players in the build-up to the game?
Not really, no. I don't have to. I don't. I really only focus on ourselves. You know, we can control how we work on the training field, the work that we do off it as well. So, like I say, it's not something that you can worry about. You know, that's something for Rangers, for their staff, for their players, and of course for their supporters.
Are you surprised by it though, Brendan? That the confident noises that are coming out of Ibrox?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
Just when you say there, you know, be careful what you wish for in terms of when they cheer with you know, in a big game like this. You know, would you advise your players, for example, just to keep stoom and just to, as you say, let your kind of do the talking on the pitch?
Well, we will only do what we've always done, which is to respect the other team that we play, no matter who it is. Do our work accordingly, respect their qualities, and then look to go into the game and bring our best game into it. You know, I think it's the challenges of a Celtic Rangers game. Like I say, there's no, you don't need to magnify the huge intensity that's around them, but our job is always to stay calm, lean into the games, and make sure that we can perform and play how we want to play. And that's always been the message in these types of games.
Do you think they're being a bit disrespectful, or is it just because they are on a good run and they are having that kind of confidence feeling.
Listen, that's for you to write or to report on. For me, like I said, my focus is only on Celtic. So we've been here before in this situation. So for me, like as I said, we control what we can, which is our own performance and our own work. We've had a really good week's training, been able to get some players back, like Stuart Armstrong back, which is great news for us, and just focus on our own game, really.
He
comes back into the squad. He's been training now for a few weeks. It's been unfortunate he hasn't been able to get into any of the games, but we played a practice game this week and he looked really, really strong in it, and so that's great news for us in these last games of the season, because he's a very, very important player, and when you have that goal threat that he has, then it's very important for your squad.
There's a lot of new faces at Rangers from the last time you played them.
Yeah.
From the nil-nil draw, are you able to take lessons from that, or do you see this as a Rangers that are completely different from the one you played
Park? Well, they're always different games, as you've seen before, and especially Ibrox, from their first win there, 2-1. And then the other games that we won there, we won a game it was a historical result in the 5-1 game, and then earlier on the season, we played very well and won 2-0. So I think I only focus really on our past successes there, concentrate on that, and look to see if we can perform the same. I think, of course, they've got a number of new players that have come in January, so this will be their first sort of sample of the pressure that involves the game, and it is a totally different game. But like I say, we respect their qualities. And try to focus on our own game.
Is there maybe a case to be argued that playing away from home in the Old Firm under you in the last couple of games has probably been better for Celtic than the results?
Well, I think if you look over the 8 games, obviously the 2 that we've 6 we won and 2 we drew, the 2 have been at the 2 draws have been at Parkhead. So but they were both games that probably the first game I felt we should have won. I thought the second game was probably about right. It wasn't a great game of quality. I think the last game, Craig made a couple of really good saves for us, and we had some chances in the first half to score. So it was probably, a point deserving. But certainly, what we know is that going to Ibrox, we've played very, very well, played with a great authority in the game, defended strongly, and then, and like I said, we've been really aggressive going forward. So that's what we'll really focus on, and like I say, we got great support, behind the goal. It's an amazing support for us, and that really drives the team on. So we'll look to that again this weekend.
You spoke about Stuart Armstrong being back, Lee Griffiths, Boyata. Are they back in the game as well?
Yeah, Dedrick's back, been training really well, so he's available. Lee's out training, but it's probably just this game's come too soon for him, so hopefully it won't be too long.
We heard that Craig Gordon was back in training, is that right?
Yeah, he's on course, he's recovering very well. So he's been outside doing some handling and some other training exercises. So he's on course really to hopefully be back at some period in April.
It wasn't earlier than expected, he came back?
No.
Anyone else? Injury?
No, I think that's where we're at. Otherwise, same squad.
Does this give you the most tactical options you've had for one of the Rangers games this season, with the number of players you've now got back a bit in January?
Yeah, I look at the squad and it's so strong. Whatever team we put out, we're going to have a really, really strong bench. And that's very important, I think, in this stage of the season in particular. It's not necessarily the starting 11, but it can be the finishing 11 that sees the games through for you. So whoever isn't starting, the guys on the side will be ready and prepared to come in. So we've got lots of options, and we just hope we can put out the right team and then affect the game if we need to in the game to get the result.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you. Cheers, thank you.
So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. The thing that I don't know if it really comes across in the podcast, but it was obvious to me if you're listening to this before the game, was that when Brendan was asked about Stuart Armstrong, he enthused about Stuart Armstrong in a way that had me thinking very differently. Before that press conference, I was thinking about what the team would be. My own thoughts, it's a mixture of what I would do based on the way I think Brendan is, would be De Vries in goals, and then the back line would be Ayer, Simonovic, Compere and Tierney, so that it's a three that goes to a four. And in the middle of the park, I would play, because when I take control of that part of the pitch, I was thinking I would play Brown, Incham, Kouassi, and then I would then have Forrest, and I then couldn't quite make up my mind as to how I would lay this team out. Basically, Forrest, Edouard and Dembele. Because I think Dembele's best games this season have been with Edouard playing alongside, and apparently it's not Kouassi, it's Aboué. Anyway, so that's that. Having listened to the press conference, and now I'm pretty certain that Boyata's fit, and the way he just enthused about Armstrong, I can now see a back line of comprising of Boyata, Ayer, Simonovic and Tierney. Whether it's Boyata or Ayer at right back, I think it's more likely to be Boyata, and then that also can be a four that goes into a three. And then I think it will be Armstrong, Brown and Incham in the middle there. And then it will be Forrest, and I think it will be Forrest, Sinclair and Dembele. But who knows? Who knows? Brendan talked about there was a practice game on Thursday, and I understand that at the practice game the way that certain people played changed his thinking on the team lineup. So we will see. The most important thing, as St Anthony says, is that Celtic score more than them. Personally, I prefer it to be considerably more than them, because they don't score any and we score quite a few. But at the end of the day, if we win on Sunday, that'll be Celtic 9 points clear with a game in hand. So that's pretty much league over. I saw Celtic Quick News tweeting a link to an article where they were talking about the first Celtic Rangers game of the post-match split is likely to be the first game of the post-match split. However, if we win, that could actually be a game where, depending on Aberdeen results, and they notoriously don't perform well from this point on in the season, partly because McInnes isn't a very good manager, partly because the team tires out, but that, depending on the next couple of games, that could actually be a game where we clinch the title. So I don't know if necessarily that will be the case. Anyway, on to Sunday. Here's hoping for the victory that we'll put them back in their box. This is me, Harry Beery, saying good night and God bless. Good night.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.